So if your organization relies on those huge proprietary communication tools from giants like, say, Microsoft or Google, you're essentially paying monthly fees just to rent space on a massive bloated cellular tower.
Yeah, exactly. You don't own the infrastructure at all.
Right. And you definitely don't have total sovereignty over your data, which is, well, a massive liability for any group dealing with legal compliance or financial records or even audit trails.
It's a huge risk.
Which is exactly why today's deep dive is supported by SafeServer. They actually help organizations replace those expensive tools with secure, open-source solutions that are hosted right on EU servers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you get total control at a fraction of the cost. So you can check them out at www.safeserver.de.
Which actually makes our mission today highly relevant. We're diving into some developer documentation and technical guides to explore this open-source internet relay chat server called NGIRCD.
Right, so our goal here is to show you why this specific software is like the perfect entry point if you want to build your own secure, private, walkie-talkie network instead of paying those corporate cell tower fees we just talked about.
That's a great way to look at it.
But let's be real for a second. The moment you tell someone they need to host a server, I mean, panic sets in immediately.
Oh, absolutely. The jargon alone is terrifying for beginners.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like even the name NGIRCD, it literally sounds like a typo.
Well, it does look pretty intimidating on paper. I mean, it stands for Next Generation IRC Daemon. And before that word scares anyone off, a daemon in tech speak is really just a program that runs quietly in the background.
Right, it doesn't need a graphical window or anything.
Exactly. It doesn't need your constant attention. It just sits there doing its job, routing your messages.
It's funny, though, because even the developers poke fun at the whole next generation part and their own documentation.
Yeah, they do.
They actually admit it's a bit of an exaggeration and that calling it a lightweight internet relay chat server would have been way more accurate.
But that lightweight design is the whole point, really. Back in 2001, instead of patching up the original bloated IRC code from the 80s and 90s, the developers just wrote this entirely from scratch in C.
Wow, from scratch.
Yeah, they purposely stripped out all the convoluted corner cases from the old network, so they left only the commands people actually used to chat.
Okay, but stripping out code doesn't automatically make it easy for a beginner?
Fair point.
Because the documentation makes this wild claim that you can have this server ready to use in 5 minutes. And I have a really hard time believing that. Most server software forces you through a total maze of configuration menus.
I know, it sounds fake, but the 5 minute claim actually holds up.
Wait, really? How?
Because NGIRCD doesn't make you construct the whole switchboard before you can route a single call. It relies on just one single tiny text file called nger.conf.
Oh, so you don't have to tweak a million settings.
Not at all. You just plug in a server name, set a password, and you're basically done. It's more like plugging an old school intercom into the wall.
That's it.
Yeah, everything else just runs safely on the default settings right out of the box.
Okay, well, if it's just a plug-and-play intercom, my big fear is that we're trading away security and modern features just for that 5 minute setup convenience. Like, does it actually hold up for a modern organization?
You'd definitely think it would be too basic, but remember, this tool has like 25 years of continuous refinement behind it, so it handles modern securities seamlessly. Take its cloaking feature, for example.
Cloaking, like hiding.
Yeah, exactly. In old school IRC, whenever you joined a chat, your actual IP address was just broadcast to everyone in the room.
Yikes. Yeah, that's not great.
No, it's terrible for privacy. But NGIRCD actively intercepts those addresses and masks them. It creates this privacy shield so users can't just track each other.
Oh, that's clever.
Oh.
And the authentication side is surprisingly smart, too. The sources highlight that it supports PAM.
Right, the pluggable authentication modules.
Yeah, which for anyone who isn't a system administrator, PAM basically means the server can just ask your computer's operating system, hey, is this person's password correct?
Which is incredibly convenient.
It is. You don't have to build and manage a completely separate database of user passwords. It just piggybacks securely on the security you already have set up.
And that integration is a huge time saver. Plus, it's incredibly flexible. You can run it on macOS, Linux, or even Windows.
Yeah.
But I think the feature that truly makes it accessible for a beginner at home, or even a small startup, is how it handles dynamic IP addresses.
Oh, that is a massive hurdle for most self-hosted tools. Usually, internet providers change your office or home IP address every few days, right?
Yeah, because they only have a limited pool of addresses to shuffle around.
Exactly. And if your server's address suddenly changes, well, Nobody can connect to it. You usually have to pay extra for a static, unchanging IP.
Right.
But NGRCD manages to track those changes and actively update its routing, so your network stays connected, even when your internet provider randomly changes your address out from under you.
Which really just proves that older decentralized protocols like IRC still offer incredible value today.
For sure.
You get robust private communication that requires almost zero hardware power.
So in an era where tech giants mine every single message we send to, you know, train algorithms or sell ads, adopting a lightweight 25-year-old protocol might just be the ultimate modern digital rebellion.
I love that. You don't have to rent their tower.
Exactly. You just have to own your walkie-talkies. And if your business or association is ready to reclaim that kind of privacy, SafeServer is there to guide you.
Absolutely.
Their specialty is helping groups achieve total data control and massive cost savings by migrating to open source software. You can commission SafeServer for consulting to figure out if NGIRCD is the perfect fit for your team or if another alternative makes more sense.
Just head over to www.safeserver.de to start that transition.
Well said. Until next time, keep digging deeper.